Welcome to the Lost Souls Podcast. This is Podcast 181, and we are celebrating the 30 years of Mario. So this whole month, in September, we will be celebrating Mario and the soul being. We're going to encompass everything that is Mario. This whole month of September, that's all the podcast is going to be centered around. So that's good for that, yes. I'm your host, Dark Blue. Of course, y'all hear me. You hear this voice, and you know this voice. I'm joined by Spider Star. You?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Super Zamazy.
Hi.
And so.
Absolutely.
And we have a special guest for the podcast. You know, we still are looking for our lost leveler, and we still in the search. Like, who's in the running to be America's Next Top Model realness?
Oh my gosh.
It's true. We have Xena Blisser.
Hi, podcast listeners.
And now we will start the podcast with our main topic. Yeah. This main topic, you're going to have to bear with me now, because it took me forever to even understand what it was at first. Unpopular Mario games. Basically, we are going to list 5 games that many people may or may not have known. And we're just going to dissect them, because out of these 5, they're very unpopular. Some of them we never heard of. As you know, for me, I don't play any games, so it's probably the whole games on this list. But I'm not going to do any of that. But first, it's going to be a roundtable discussion, so everybody can chime in when they need to. And we're going to talk about Wario World. That was for the GameCube in 2003. It's a fun fact. When I was making this thing up, I actually got the year right my first try. So, yes, pat on my back.
Yes, Wario World. Yes.
Yes, God. You know me. I'm dumb as hell when it comes down to this.
Scratch this.
So, Wario World.
I think I played this game.
Who had played this game? I think I had played the game.
Never played it.
I played it.
The only thing I know about it is that weird menu, or that pause menu, or the laughing thing that goes looping forever and ever. That's all I know about it.
I actually haven't played this game in so many years, so I probably don't know as much as Boo probably knows. Because I think, Boo, you beat the game, I think, Boo?
Yeah, I beat it in 2004 or 3.
Alright, well, I didn't beat it. I didn't get too far in the game, but all I know, I do remember it was a pretty fun game. I think the enemies respawned a lot, though. Like, they would just respawn when you would come back to an area. I think that's how it was.
Yeah, honestly, I completely forgot what this game was about. I just Googled it right now.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Ezzy.
That's why we're considering it as one of the unpopular games, because, you hear it and you're like, what, this is a game? It exists? I mean, I never played it. The only place I've seen it, and this is going to bring back some memories, do you guys remember back when the GameCube was, the main console at the time for Nintendo?
And I wasn't born then, so no.
Well, yes, excluding Soul, of course. But if you went to Best Buy or Target, you could go to the electronics section and sometimes Nintendo would have these catalogs there, and they would basically feature. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
I love those things. I would always, whenever I went to Target, I would always look for them, and they would feature all the new titles, upcoming titles. So they'd have Mario Party 5 and the Zelda game, and then all these little third party games too.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I still have those. I kept those. I love those so much. I would keep reading through them over and over again.
Really?
Yeah, I really like them. But that's the only place I saw Wario World. I'm pretty sure that is the only place, and that's where
not
I saw
even,
it.
Not even in advertising?
No, not even. From what I remember, I don't remember.
I remember hearing about it, and was so confused, because I had never, by that point when I first heard about the game, I pretty much at least knew of every Mario game and Wario game. I had never heard of Wario World, and I mean, looking at it from a distance, it's not really all that appealing, but I think it's an interesting game, in concept.
Yeah. I don't think I mentioned this earlier when I was speaking about Wario World, but I only played the game because my friend had the game. Like, I didn't own it personally.
Yeah, I played it at a friend's house once. That's how I played it.
Well, Xenoblitzers, you said you played at a friend's house. What'd you think of it? Was it like, was it fun? Was it, what was it?
I think it was fun, honestly. I don't remember.
Did it come with the scratch and sniff sticker? Because I would really, really want it to. Because if ever there was a game to have a scratch and sniff sticker, like the Rugrats Go Wild movie, that would be the game. I would really like put it. Can I do that? Let's do that. Let's like make a video game, and like during certain parts of the adventure, you scratch the little corresponding icon and you smell it. Like, each time Mario farts, if you want to take a whiff, just scratch the sticker.
I'm not sure I would want to scratch and sniff with Wario, though.
That's the whole point. Wario game.
He has
a rose-scented waft.
I played the game.
I mean, Wario is big sexy, but still, let's... Yeah. Yes, he is.
You gotta plug your nose when you're getting near.
Uh-oh. I have played the game and I beat the game. The game is, let's say the replay value is non-existent. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it good, just like, you know, first time through at least?
First time through, it's very nice, and then later on the levels get very intricate. And then the special, because you had to collect, like, the gold pieces and such. And they have, like, the little panels where you could jump into. Oh, spoilers. Where you could jump into. And it send you to like, a little sub-level or, like, a sub-room where you got to complete the goal or whatever. At the beginning, they're easy. Very easy. Very easy. Platforming is crucial in there. Then, as you know, it hits the relatively insane difficulty. Some of them are time-sensitive, gameplay-sensitive, the way as you gotta make sure you spawn everything in the correct position so you can actually beat it. And some games, it's like, if you don't rush and do it your first try, it's overall hard. Let's say it uses a lot of physics. It's a nice game, but it's not... It gets very boring right after the first level. It gets boring.
So, I mean, so you've played it, so I have to ask the question, would you recommend it to someone?
Yes, I would, because this game, no one heard of it, and two, it's not bad. It just gets boring. After you get past the first level, you really find the sub-levels. Because the thing is, like, level one, they have the basic sub-level, but when you get to, like, level two or three... They have it where you gotta do a power driver and open it. You gotta do a power driver with an enemy and to open a panel, because you can't do a regular ground pound to open it. And then it takes you to this dubious place. And I say
dubious.
Yes, it's
dubious.
Yes, like dubious. Mm-hmm. And it,
like a certain dubious Australian.
Yes.
Stop it.
They have it's like this outer world, like you above in the clouds and such. You gotta complete the mission. Trust me, it gets very confusing, especially the one with the spooky. It's a spooky level, and there's one of them submissions. There's the spike balls everywhere. And I mean, you turn around, there's this big old spike ball that's just turning. So it makes it look like the whole place is spinning, but it's not. And you actually got a time with every spike. It's actually fun, but it gets scary. When I was a child, I got scared of the big spike ball. I was like, it's going to kill me. I did it.
So how would you rate the game out of
6 out of 10? The replayability is not there. There's no such thing as replayability. If you do everything in your first, there's one level where, as if you miss one thing, you basically had to restart the whole level or complete the level and start the level again. So it makes you go on the level like 2-3 times. Some bosses are broken. The way as you hit them and it doesn't register. And it just gets very... After the first two levels, you find yourself bored. And you just find the same gameplay, just a spike in difficulty. It just goes higher, higher, and higher. And then you'll hate collecting all the little things. You'll hate collecting them. It's fun. It's fun, the first two levels. And after, I'll be like, don't waste your money.
I guess I'd rate it a 5 out of 10.
anyone else want to rate it?
That it's pretty short.
This game is like
it is short. It's like only two levels per two sub levels per level.
How long
is it? I swear it was four one time, but I think it's one, two, then boss. Because I know the levels themselves are long. When I say they are long, emphasis on long. Especially the last levels. They are really, except the sand one. The sand one is short, but it has enemies that can kill you with relentlessly. And then,
I mean,
go ahead.
I've been wanting to play the game, but the problem is, it's just, it never seemed like a game that I could actually approach. Because, I mean, it is really, honestly, it's weird to, I don't even like using the word obscure in this, but it kind of is an obscure Mario game. Especially since it's a Wario game, and even still, the Wario games are not, compared to the Mario games, it's not as well known, and that game is just, like, the far side of the spectrum in terms of the Wario series, whether it be Wario Land or WarioWare. Because it's, I mean, it's kind of like a Wario Land game, but it's 3D, so.
The game is meh. It good, but it has its sour moments.
Is there like any? Is there any plot in this game? Is there a story?
What is it? I think
something about fairies, right?
No, it's an evil jewel that Wario stole, and I think it's an evil jewel that Wario steals, and then after it possesses everyone.
Me.
And the thing is, the little creatures that you unlock out the box, you gotta collect all of them too for the good ending. If you only collect one throughout the whole game, one of them can't rebuild a castle, so they build a tent. They rebuild a tent. And let's just say the final boss, it's interesting.
Ring, ring, ring.
It's me. Sorry, I was calling Boo because he wasn't responding.
The level is intricate, the voice is intricate, but it's kind of like you'll get pissed off at it. But that's pretty much it for it.
Yeah. Well, so I think, well, not I think, but why? What do you guys think? Why do you think this was so unpopular? I mean, it's.
I'd assume it has something to do with the games being released around that time. Probably it got overshadowed.
Yeah, I know. So this came out June of 2003, and I know The Wind Waker came out in 2003 as well. So I don't know.
I'd have to do a little more digging onto why it's so. I mean, it's somewhat obscure. I don't think every Mario fan knows of this game. In fact, I bet you there are some listeners here who have never heard of this game. I'd assume it has something to do with either poor advertising, because, I mean, Nintendo was kind of bad with that at the time, or it just got overshadowed by another game, or even another game on another system from, like, another company, so it just got swept under the rug. There's a lot of factors that could have participated into its obscurity, but whatever happened to it is now made it the game it is the game it is today.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of cool to look at, like, Luigi's Mansion, because that was also, like, the first Luigi game, and it was also on the GameCube, but that one had the benefit because it was a launch title. So people didn't really have much of a choice when they were picking their games, and it was a pretty prominent thing because it's a Mario game at launch. So this did not have that. This actually came out almost, like, a year later.
Yeah.
Probably so unpopular because of they probably didn't like market it well, or they just didn't advertise it well.
What's the next game? Because I think
the next game is Super Princess Peach 2006.
Is the game I actually really like. Super Princess Peach. It's one of the few games I think I've played. Well, except for the next game is probably the only game I've played to completion. I like this game a lot. It's number 20, same. 25 on our top Mario list. Huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's number 25.
Oh, you checked for us?
No, I remember it. I actually remember that. It was number 25 on our top 25 Mario games, and I love Super
Princess
Peach. That
list needs to be updated.
No, I like it a lot because it is a unique game. It's kind of like it's an easier Mario platformer, but it has different mechanics that make it interesting. The emotions, they're not really used all that much. It's a good game though. Looking back, it was very much advertised towards the more female audience, and which is fine, I guess, because I mean it was a female-oriented game. The purpose of it was to draw in female players onto the Nintendo DS. And I think it did, but I don't remember the sales marketing, the sales stats. But watch it be something funny, like more male gamers bought it anyway.
I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah, I agree with that as well. Like I'm guessing that's probably one of the reasons why it was a little more unpopular, because it was marketed to a specific audience and not like the general, like the typical Mario audience, I guess. And you look at it and. You've got, it's like very bubbly and it's very like pink and like that
and
caters
easy.
To any. It could get
it's
a little
easy.
Challenging.
Compared to like most Mario games, towards the end of the game it gets harder, but it's an easier game.
Yes.
Oh, the final boss.
Something. But I think, I also think maybe the audience thing has something to do with it. That's probably one of the biggest factors. But unlike Mario or Wario World, I feel like both a lot of people like who listen to us probably have heard of that game because they were right around the time when that game came out. And it's more well-known because it is something so big. It's a game where you play as Princess Peach, but probably people have never actually played it. So it's I like it. I can't really say anything compared to Wario World on it, but I have much more to say on this game because it's a good game. I like it a lot, and it's very fun to play, and I keep reiterating the same point. I'm sorry.
So did you buy the game yourself, or like did you get it from your like sister? Because I remember I got it from my sister.
That's exactly
neither.
What I did.
Oh my god.
That's...
I borrowed this game from
my friend.
Sister.
Wow.
We were really close friends and whatever, and she had it. So whenever I went to her house, I was just playing at it on... her DS, and I just played it to completion when I went over at some point. So, yeah, but it's good. I remember it was like kind of weird because I think at one point I was just taking advantage of her to finish the game because I didn't have it and I didn't want to take it with me because I even back then I didn't like taking things from people because again I felt like I was.
Oh please!
You know,
I have a question. Is it for the what console is it for again?
DS.
I have something to say on this game. In this game, is the thing you're trying to save, is it called the Vibe Scepter? Is that what it is? Okay.
Next game!
Wait, is that it? I thought you got, like, a no follow-up?
No, I just... No, I,
that
that's
was
all
just
I was
a, okay.
Ask.
I did want to mention one thing. I remember what I wanted to say. The reason I think it might have been a little more popular than what it could have been if it was... let me back up. New Super Mario Brothers, the very first one on the DS, came out after this game. This game came out first. So I was really, really excited for that one. I was really anticipating that one. So before that came out, this came out. And this is also a side-scroller, and it's very similar. So that was one of the reasons why I started playing this. And, yeah, that's a reason why I played it. If New Super Mario Brothers came out first, I don't know if I would have played this ever.
I don't think a lot of people would have played it, because I feel like people, many people were like you, who were kind of like biding their time to wait for a platformer and played Super Princess Peach, and which is more than likely one of the reasons why it's more popular. But I think the main reason is just because it's such a unique game, especially in the Mario series itself. So, and it's not bad either. I didn't hate it. I don't think it's a meh game either.
Back when Smash Bros. Brawl came out, and like, I was hoping they'd change her moveset so she'd have the emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I think that would have been cool, or at least have something to.
And the umbrella, dude.
Oh yeah, they could have just at least changed the umbrella. That'd be cool.
Perry the parasol.
Oh, and I always imagined that they would have like a sequel, and you'd be Daisy or something.
Ew. Gross. Nobody likes Daisy.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. She just had attitude on her.
She's gross.
She has attitude. She don't do the things other princesses do.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
She stomp the pavement and make them bleed.
Yeah.
And give them hot stuff.
She gross. We need to move on. We're literally going nowhere.
Stick a star.
Yes.
2012.
Oh,
gross.
Yes.
Trash.
Yes.
If this was a scratch and sniff sticker, it would burn my nostrils.
Okay, so
trash.
Go to bed.
I played this game, and my thing is, I don't like the bad. A lot of people give it hate because it come right after Thousand Year Door.
No, after Super Mario.
After Super Paper. Wow. I forget about that game. Only thing I liked about that game was the story.
Yep.
That was the best story ever.
See, and then that's where my unpopular opinion comes. Because I like that game a lot. I like Super Paper Mario, but
that had the best story ever. And then after it goes to Sticker Star, I'm like, oh, what happened?
It's like, it inverted. It had a really great gameplay, but the story was just like, just not interesting at all.
Super Paper Mario, the story was interesting, but it had, like, a ton of, like,
it was,
text.
But it was fun. I guess I am kind of hypocrite where it's like, I don't like Sticker Star because it's not fun, and it's not a Paper Mario game, but I didn't have fun playing that game. With Super Paper Mario, I had fun playing that game. So that's what, I think that's where it kind of comes with differences, because I did not have fun playing that game. It was just kind of boring.
Sticker Star is, I swear, I've always said this, and I've said this on previous podcasts before. It's not really a great Paper Mario game, but as a game itself, it's pretty good. You know, I think people don't really give it a chance, because it is so much freaking fun.
Yes, it is.
Getting all the stickers, and I love how
the turkey dance! Love it!
I love the goat.
I love, there's all sorts of items, and then, like, items, stickers, and then you can have, like, a little sticker museum, and you put the stickers there. It's so, like, great. I love it so much. And so many people...
Is this really an unpopular
Mario?
Yes,
A lot of people dislike it. Or, like, they just think that, oh, it's a sucky game, because, you know, they look at Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, and that's so much better. So
but
they
it
say,
wasn't
oh, this
fun
game sucks.
Either. A lot of people don't have fun with it either.
You know what? That's why it's
if
unpopular.
It would be way
but to
different
me, it's
if
great.
It were a fun game, like Super Paper Mario.
I
that's
see.
Why it has more of a fan
base.
But going
fun.
From something that's apart from a Paper Mario game and then going further apart from a Paper Mario game is also one of the reasons why
the
it's
the only reason
exactly.
I like Super Paper Mario is the story. That's it. The gameplay is so... the puzzles drive me freaking nuts, I swear.
See, and that's where we fall into a different line of thought, I guess, because we're kind of opposites on that, because I love that game. I love the bosses, too. The bosses are so fun to play.
I feel like Sticker Star is a little bit linear, straightforward, until some of the puzzles where you have to use the proper sticker. But that was common logic. I felt like the Super Paper Mario, I just love the story. It is so bad, because that's the only thing I really point out. The gameplay, I played it as well. And the gameplay is like, it's all right. It's not best. It's a little bit all right. But the story is what keeps me satisfied. But Sticker Star, I don't have that story. It went from Paper Mario 64, Paper. It just goes higher and higher in terms of good story, and then it just drops. I'm like, what happened?
I don't think the story is necessarily bad. It just has no substance. It's just very...
That's the thing. It's just like...
It has the potential to have a lot, but it doesn't. It just doesn't. It doesn't have anything.
Right.
Yeah, to me, it's not bad, but it's like, you have a good story, especially the Thousand Year Door, the Super Paper Mario, the story was just getting better. Then after, it's like, and it's not dropped to the ground. It just dropped like 78% and just curves out. I'm like, oh.
The only thing I don't like that Paper Mario Sticker Star, the one thing I didn't like what they did was they removed experience points. Now, the point of doing battles, which a lot of people seem to like not understand, the point of doing battles is to get a lot of coins at the end of the level.
Yeah.
So that's why you do all the battles, to get coins, so you can buy stickers, you know, like those gate things, like those little blue doors.
I hate those doors!
Yeah, the doors were
Actually, that's actually, again, I kind of, maybe it's a little unfair. I didn't like that you had to buy them, but I did like, I actually kind of like that mechanic. It was fun to go back into levels and find, use the doors.
I don't really like the whole
sticker. That was
too many haters.
That was a good way of having a replay play value, having those doors and getting the things.
I'm getting a massive dose of haterade.
That's, okay, fine, fine. I'm, like, really trying to, you know...
I also agree.
I'm trying to say something positive about this game, which is probably the first time I've ever done that. And you're just trying to cut me off with your haterade. Fine.
I will boy, say that I really enjoyed this game. I'm basically with Staryu on almost everything, I think. I feel like the people that don't like this game, not everyone, but for the most part, are just so clouded by the "this isn't Paper Mario" that they just can't enjoy it.
I came up with the arguments as Z. I've come up with arguments on that game before. I am not going through this again.
It's not a bad game. I tell you, it's not a bad game. In sequence, it's kind of like the lowest game.
I would agree with that.
Mediocre game.
Still had a good time with it. And that's the thing. That's why we're including it, because it's unpopular. Because it's definitely not lesser known. A lot of people know about it. It's just, it's not popular among...
Some people compare it to... Super Mario RPG, which I'm like, huh?
No.
I was like, how is that possible? Super Mario RPG is
extensive.
I know.
That game is so long. Oh my god.
It's long. Like, it is an RPG. Like, it is crazy long.
Oh, we need to play it.
Ugh. I played, I played, I think, two, like, what was it, separated by chapters, missions, I don't remember. But, I don't know. I played by, like, two... I guess you'd format it by bosses. Yeah. Played through two of it, and then I got tired, so... I really think I should finish it.
And should we move on to the next game?
Really quickly, Sticker Star gets a thumbs up from me.
No, Sticker Star gets a thumbs down, and it always for should me. Be. And if you like it, you are not a Mario fan.
Sticker Star? It's three thumbs down.
For me, it's like...
You know what? Haterade.
It gets one thumbs down for me.
6.5 out of 10.
60, okay, 65.239, okay. Sorry. Zach, since you didn't really get a lot, the chance to say, why do you hate it so much? Because you said three thumbs down. That's pretty intense.
It is so boring. And the gameplay, I don't like the gameplay, I don't like the story, the sticker thing is kind of stupid, I mean, I guess... replay value and such if you like the stickers, but I don't
know. And have you played the other series or other games in the series?
Well, this was the first Paper Mario game
did you,
I played.
Did you go back and play others?
Yeah, I did. I played Thousand Door. And then I played Super
Play 64. That's also really good.
64 is a... I think a lot of people love it, but, like, I don't think people give it the credit it deserves, because I love Paper Mario 64. But that's
64 is good because its story is, like, based more in, like, the Mario universe.
Because...
Like, where Thousand Year Door is, like, its own, like, place. Rogueport and all that stuff.
Although it will be a little hard to go from Thousand Year Door to 64, because it's a little bit of a step back.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit of a downgrade.
Yeah.
It's much simpler in mechanics, and I don't like how badges work in that game.
Wait, how is it different?
They're not badges. The level up system works. Sorry. I was thinking of BP.
And also because Mario is the only one who has health. If your partner gets hit, they can't move for a couple turns.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that stupid Junior Troopa, I hate him.
Ugh, I want him to die.
Oh,
I think he was meant to be hated, though, so it's fine.
Okay, next.
The Lost Levels, 1986.
Yes,
give it us realism, team. This.
Okay, game.
Guys, let me tell you a secret. If you didn't know, if you're listening right now, you didn't know, that's where we got our name. That's where we got our name for the podcast. The Lost Levels. Oh, my gosh.
It's an okay game.
Yeah, it's okay.
Very difficult, which it's meant to be.
I love it. It's so difficult. Okay. I love it so much. I hate the win. I hate the one with the win. Where the actual win can control your lip and you just... No, it's just... What is that? It's a bounce spring. You fly all in the air. You don't know where you're going to land. Only thing you know, you got to keep on going forward.
Oh my god, now I suddenly have an urge to have Dark Boo play Lost Levels and, like, watch it.
Outrage!
You should do a Let's Play of it.
Yes, please, Boo, do it.
Oh, Outrage! I'm not gonna lie, Outrage, because it's hard. I hate the one with the wind kills me! Because the wind blows unexpectedly, and I don't be ready. Oh my god, it's a fun game, though. It's very fun.
I think, one of the obviously the main part of it is the challenge, but they did introduce a few new mechanics. Like, wasn't that the game where they introduced the poison mushroom?
Yes.
I mean, it's not a big deal, I don't think, but it was more than just a Kaizo Super Mario Brothers. There were, like, the wind mechanics, they were out of there. It's not my type of game, just because I'm very, very bad with challenges, especially with video games. And so, I think that obviously it is a good game in its own right, it's just not the game for me. Which is most likely, and it's also one of the reasons why it's not popular, is mainly because A, it was a challenge, and B, it wasn't even released in the States. We got Doki Doki Panic as Super Mario Bros. 2 or Super Mario Bros. USA, which is also a really good game. But it's where we kind of get a shift from Japan to America, because we did not get that game until... Super Mario... When did we get that? No, we got it, like, later on throughout the NES's lifetime, I think. I didn't really follow that game at all, because it didn't really interest me, because when I did play it, I was just frequently upset, and I don't think I ever got past the first world, so...
So, am I the only one who hasn't played this game?
I mean, I've only played the first level, so that's about it. So, I'm with you, basically.
SZ.
Wow.
That's really...
freaking believable.
That is something I've never heard SZ ever
say. Alright, we're gonna remove SZ from the Lost Levels. So it looks like we're gonna have two replacements.
Finally.
No, just kidding. No, no, we can't get rid of SZ. We need SZ.
What? For real?
Yeah, we do.
Ugh.
Okay, for the Lost Levels, I mean, the game is hard. And I don't mean hard. I mean hard. Because I cannot take the game. It is just very... Everything is really, like... In terms of difficulty, everything is Herge. You know, just... There's lots of different things going on. Yeah, it's Herge, alright? There's lots of Herge things going on. And I just can't take it. And I usually just don't do really well when I play the games. I usually get to, like, World 3 or something like that. But, you know... Like, I could get farther if I kept trying and I used save... Like... you save states, like, from the Wii U. From the Wii U!
Oh, okay.
From the Wii U, yeah, I'll last longer, but otherwise, you know, I don't really go too far, because the game is hard. It's really hard. It's not hard, it's hard.
I think, one of the reasons why I do, have reverence to the game is, it is one of the few Mario games that, like, Super Mario Brothers was just meant to be a difficult game, but, like, this one was outright difficult. Like, it was meant to be a challenge, and it's one of the few Mario games that we were meant to be a challenge. So, I think that's what makes it really interesting. My only problem is difficulty. I don't think I'll ever play that game ever again.
Do you guys think... Because it's... Most people say that it was not released in the West because they thought it would be too hard for our audience, essentially.
Isn't that the story?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case, and it's not just people assuming. But do you think that...
It could have had a chance in America?
Yeah, do you think it would have a chance if it was released? Because that's one of the
things... Honestly.
It's too similar.
No, I think it would. Because, especially back then, when Super Mario Brothers was all the rage, if they had a game that looked very similar, but they were like, but it's with brand new levels, with more difficulty, and mysterious...
I don't know how well that would do.
Ooh.
I don't think it would sell well.
To be honest, I really, really don't think it would have sold well.
I don't think it would sell well.
I really don't think so. I mean, now we think of it as the Lost Levels because, you know, oh my god, you know, this was the game in Japan, and then we have it, like, years later. It's like, oh my god, the Lost Levels. But other than that, if it was just Super Mario Bros. 2, and, like, literally it's, like, almost exactly the exact same game, but harder, people are going to be like, what the hell's the point of this? Unless they love Super Mario Bros. So much, otherwise, if they didn't really like the game, Super Mario Bros., the first one, they'd be like, why the hell am I going to get this? This is the exact same thing. I mean, I'm not saying this should be, like, a drastic change, like Super Mario Bros. 2, you know, USA. Like, that's just, oh my god, that's a drastic change, like, so much. Oh my gosh. Even though it's great, but, like,
but still. But it's good.
It's good. So, I don't know. I just don't think something so similar would have sold well. That's just my personal
opinion. It wouldn't sell well. It's too damn hard. I'm not gonna lie. It's just, yeah, it's too damn hard.
I think it would have good initial sales, but nothing afterwards. If it were to be released, let's say 1987 in America.
So, rating for this game, it's not bad. But if you don't like challenges, it's like a 0 for you. If you like challenges, it's probably like a 8. So, I don't know. It depends on person's interest.
If you have anger management that you have to take care of, then you probably shouldn't get this game, because you're going to be raging.
Yeah. Then,
boo, how was your experience of the game?
Once I got to the win levels, I cringe. And the thing is, some of the jumps, they're too precise, and the controls are funky.
I cannot wait for people to just remake Lost Levels in Mario Maker.
Oh, yes, that'd be very nice. That's why they made Mario Maker, to stop the whole Super Mario community who make the custom levels.
And you know they're going to start updating it with, like, you know, slopes, so it's like there's no reason to make custom levels online and stuff.
Mm-hmm. As we wait for it.
I patiently await.
And last game, which I have never heard of, Mario Clash, 1995.
SZ, do you want to explain it, or shall I?
If you know how to, please.
But this is actually a game where SZ had it, and I thought he was talking about that Mario crossover game, and I'm like, I don't think that's a real game, SZ, but then I searched it up. Mario Clash is actually a game that you might have seen, but just never knew the name of. They have one of the minigames in 9Volt's minigame thing from WarioWare Mega Microgames on the GBA. Is a Virtual Boy remake of Mario throwing shells at enemies and whatever. That's pretty much the entirety of the game.
So, imagine Mario Bros. Not Super Mario Bros., but Mario Bros. The one where the Koopas, or whatever.
Oh, the pipes.
Yeah, the pipes. Imagine that. Now duplicate it so that there's another one of that stage in the background. So when the goal is to, I guess, knock out all the enemies, but you can grab a shell and throw it from, like, the first dimension or first plane into the second one. And you can hop into a pipe and then enter the background. Like, imagine the Donkey Kong stage in Smash Brothers for Wii U. You're going from...
I played this game.
From the... What? You... How?
Wait, what system?
I'm a Virtual Boy. But no, they've had versions of it on, I think WarioWare.
That's what I mean, WarioWare.
Oh, yeah, they had part of it. Or yeah, they had a freaking SZ.
Never heard of this.
It was good, I liked it.
Yeah, it was just so interesting that I was searching it yesterday, and I'm like, oh, this is a thing that exists. Cool. I mean, it looks
good
fun,
explaining.
Can we say one thing for a reason nobody knows this?
It was on the Virtual Boy.
Yes. And that's basically that's the demise of the game. Literally. That's the demise.
That's why it wasn't successful.
I never heard of it. And all the planes. And that Virtual Boy, the 3D it just used planes over planes over planes. And it's like, no. It's like a no-no. It colors your eye searing. It don't mess with my eyes, but huh. If I look at it too long, I may not have any eyes by the time I'm done.
Ah, true tea. I played the Virtual Boy. Who here has played the Virtual Boy?
SZ has.
What?
Headaches.
Unfortunately.
Oh, I thought you were old enough to, like, you know.
Oh! I played the Virtual Boy. It was at my friend's house. My friend's older brother, he still has it. That's why I played it before. I know it's gross, right? When I see it, I'm like, ew.
Does he still, like, use it every once in a while?
No. It's, like, in his basement.
It's been replaced by the Oculus Rift.
I mean, just when you look at the Virtual Boy, you're just like, ew. Like, it's like, the Virtual Boy's, like, looking at you. It's like, oh, stop. It's like, that's why you keep it away, like, hidden in the basement or whatever.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, we got rid of you for a reason. Can you stop showing up?
Yeah, exactly.
like and the drunk homeless man who lives under your porch. Like, you're pretty sure you got rid of it, but nope, he's still there.
Is there anything else we need to say about this game besides the Virtual Boy demise?
It's not Mario Crossover.
Yeah,
I think it could have been successful if it was on, like, not Virtual Boy.
I don't think so, unless it was, like, an eShop game.
It is very basic. Like, you play on the same stage all the time. It doesn't change. It's just the enemies.
It just gets a little more challenging.
Yeah, that's all that changes. So it's very basic, but it does look fun. I mean, there's plenty of videos online. Also, it's as the Virtual Boy was. It's all red, so
and
it gets
disgusting.
Tiring to look at.
I don't even like the color red anymore.
And I do want to mention one more thing, that on the Virtual Boy, since we're on the topic, you also had a Mario Tennis game and a Wario Land game that were released.
Yeah, I don't think that Wario Land game was ever released, though.
Wario Land was released, but...
Oh, it was?
There were two canceled ones. There's a Donkey Kong Country 2, I think just a port of it, that was not released, and a Virtual Boy Mario Land. That was not released.
Oh, that would have been so much fun.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. I would have cried.
And is that all... is that everything everyone wants to say?
Yep.
Unfortunately.
So. Yeah.
There are a lot of unpopular games out there for the Mario series, but I think these were the most interesting to talk about, so...
Some would call these the SZ of the Mario series.
Oh!
Love
not
you.
Not nice.
That
wasn't nice.
Love you, SZ.
That was not nice. That was beyond shit.
It's just fun to make fun of it. I could say it was the Staryu of video game of Mario.
Yeah, you
if
try
it,
that. You
if
say
it makes
right
you
now.
Feel any better, SZ. Do you want to say that?
Yeah, but you did it, so.
That is fine.
That would make you feel better, SZ? Oh my god. Oh, wow.
It would make me feel like it's time to move on to our next segment.
Let's segue to our next segment, news and community.
Oh, sweet.
It's Super Smash Bros. Right, they have that one stock tournament thing.
Finally,
yes. For the tournaments, there are now a one stock tourneys, not just two stock. There's also one stock, so you can do a quick tourney that's just pretty much really quick because there's only one stock. And if you take 3 minutes trying to take out one stock, then I don't know what to say to you. But true tea. Unless you're both Sonic, but still. Anyway, yeah. Just one stock tourneys are really quick, and actually, one stock tourneys help you to do better by like getting the person out first. Because it's actually helped train myself. Doing these tourneys have actually helped train myself to do better at getting the person out first. Because I remember every time I play, most of the time I'm the one who's out first, occasionally, when I'm versing really good people. But that has changed, I'm getting better, I'm clocking T's, so I'm performing all the tricks and treats and all that good stuff. So, yes, I love these one-stock tourneys. I think they're a great idea.
Really?
I don't know why they didn't have it beginning.
I'm pretty sure that's why they added it, because people were like kind of confused why they didn't have them. It didn't make much sense on why it wasn't at least an option, but whatever.
And isn't there something else with it, like with the Miis and such?
Oh yeah, also there's Mii Fighter tourneys where everyone picks their Miis, but it's not forced, so you could pick Kirby or whatever still.
Oh my god,
you have to say Kirby.
Really cool.
You have to say Kirby, the whole thing.
Well, it could have been Zelda or
I've
Palutena
been picking up
already.
Pikachu. Does that make you feel any better?
Yes.
Oh, we picked Trainer.
Yeah. Splatoon. Mini Splat Gun. That weapon, I tried it, and that weapon, let's say, it's very fast and efficient. I killed like 19 people with it.
It's like the Splattershot Junior,
that
but
weapon?
It's even more disgusting because it's good.
Anyone else has tried it?
I did. It's.
I tried it.
What do you think of it?
I got like 19 kills and run
one
round like 19 or 20.
Oh please, that's not even.
You're not Dark
Boo. Or me. I can get kills more than that with the 0.52 gallon deco if I'm in a good day. So
I can kill at least like 25 people because I killed Soul 25 times.
He's killed me maybe 3 times. And that's not a joke.
I can kill you more times than Mario Kart Wii.
Okay, so if we want to bring up a game that came out 7 years ago, that might be an exaggeration. Fine.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I've tried it. It's a pretty good weapon. It's really efficient at killing people, so it's a good weapon.
Use it in real life, kids.
Don't use it. Don't tell them that. They're gonna do it. So damn it. They're gonna.
I know.
They're not doing it. Oh goodness.
I'm such a good role model.
And we have Mario Tennis Ultra Smash that's coming out. When is that coming out? November.
I think. Oh yeah, didn't have a release date, like November 11th or something.
It's somewhere in November.
In Europe, it's going to be November 21st, I believe. Same day as good. Star Fox.
Don't make it on my birthday. No,
I don't live in Europe. So when can we expect it? Is there a release date?
Oh no, yeah, it's coming out the same day, I think.
It hasn't been confirmed yet. Oh, for Star Fox, it has, I think. Right?
Yes.
Mario Tennis, it hasn't, but I would assume it's either same day or like first week of December or something like that.
I thought both of them had, but I mean, I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong in this case. I thought both of them had, but maybe I'm just being misinformed. So go off of what SZ said, because he's smarter than me.
Is there any Super Mario Maker news?
Somebody. There was a video of all the amiibo costumes got leaked. There's not many more that, like, if you've seen that video of like all the amiibo costumes, there's roughly 20 more, and then there's like, and most of those are the Animal Crossing ones that are coming up, and then some of the Super Smash Bros. Ones that are coming out.
Okay.
And
as Z followed by Honey Bunches, they have announcements.
Oh yes, I am, because it is the 30th anniversary of the Super Mario Brothers this month, I decided that the September is going to be the Mario month. We're going to focus on everything, every single day. I'm going to go through 1 year in the 30 years that we've had, and we are going to pick a medley or a remix for every single year and kind of talk about it and what have you. So please check that out. And yeah, that also coincides with the podcast and the special episodes. So yes.
Oh my gosh. And also, you can also check out Mario Party Interactive 5, which is currently going on. We have three boards. We have Misty Rainforest. We have Neon Crescendo. Thanks to Soul of that for that name.
You keep shouting me out.
I know. I have to. Because you did. You did a great job with the name. I love it. And also, we have Vivid Vicinity, which is the one Dark Blue's on. And okay, so we had a mini game really quick. I want to say this really quickly. And we had a mini game called Cinema Clash, where each of our players had, you know, think of like a little story and send it to me, and the person who had the best story wins. And Boo's story.
Did it have something to kill me?
It was about Shafanda, all right? The blonde Goomba girl. Okay, Boo, how do you pronounce, is it Elise?
Alize.
Alize? Okay.
Oh, really?
Let's read this story right now. And I might say some of the words wrong, so please excuse me. But really quickly. Okay, this is Dark Blue's story, and I quote. You already know how the story go with Shafanda. Shafanda Latrene Jenkins Jones was walking to the beauty parlor to get her some oil sheen for her wig. Then she saw Alize Montgomery, and Alize tried to throw shade at her, talking about, your hair is fake. Shafanda gave her 22 inches of real Peruvian hair.
No.
And was like, this is life, darling. This hair will drag you to death. Alize was sickening by the shade Shafanda tossed, and then she realized she was about to get red for her life. Shafanda continued and got in her oil sheen and sprayed it all around her hair, giving the blonde realness to everyone. Peach and Daisy couldn't handle this hair. Laid for the guys.
Shut up.
I was dying. When I woke up in the morning and I saw it, I was dying. When I was reading like Peruvian hair and then Alize Montgomery, I'm like, are you kidding me, Boo? What the heck? Boo did so well with this story. He did a fantastic job.
Be on the lookout for the book coming out this March.
Yeah, the Abridged series.
Oh, but yeah, I just had to say that. But make sure you go on the forum and check out all the stuff. It's MariPayLegacy.com/forum. Go to Activity Central, and all three of the boards are there.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Wigs.
Yes. And now we're going to quickly get through what have you been doing, because we are running a bit out of time here. So I'm just quickly going to say Super Smash Bros., Splatoon, SC, that's it.
I was at a party, I was at a festival yesterday, and my voice kind of hurts. That's it.
I've been playing Mad Max and doing a lot of, I guess, research and posting on Star Wars toys.
For me, what have I been doing? I've been playing Smash Brothers. I have been playing Splatoon, and I keep getting disconnected, which that makes me mad as hell. I played Mario Kart 64 with Dark Boo. Yes, and Super Zambezi. Yes. And we had a freaking we had a freaking blast. It was so much fun. I could not have more fun. It was just the most fun I've had in a while. SC was hitting himself with red shells.
Oh my god.
Boo was losing last second at times.
Last second, Boo! Oh my god.
This is 64.
Rainbow Road. Oh, that was great. It was going to get second, and then what happened?
I said, what's going to happen? And it happened.
He hit himself with a green shell.
No!
I said it was going to happen.
I couldn't take it.
On
it
that 5-minute course.
But that was so... Yeah, 5 minutes, literally. And Boo kept trying to jump off to do this little Rainbow Road shortcut.
And he kept failing?
Yes.
Yes.
I admired so long.
Well, Dark Boo and Super Zamzy played it. It was a lot of fun, and we definitely... Maybe if I come back later, maybe we might play later, because, oh my god, it'll be so much fun. We gotta do something, because I have to play these types of Nintendo 64 games, because they're so freaking fun. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm still very, very, very slightly sick, which is bullcrap. Yes, it is. But other than that, nothing else of interest has been going on, so yeah.
You're disgusting.
Thank you.
So, what has our guest been doing? Xenoblitzer? What's good?
I've been playing, a lot of Splatoon, and that's pretty much it.
What Splatfest team did you choose?
I chose Decepticons.
Yes!
I haven't watched Splatfest yet.
Wait, does anyone know who won? Because I actually wasn't paying attention.
Decepticons!
I didn't even play, so I'm gonna be honest, because I was, tired. I was like, I should play Splatoon, because this was right after a podcast, and I went, I don't think I will. I was so tired that day, and I'm kind of tired today, but that's, sorry, I got kind of cut into more what I've been doing, sorry.
Oh, so I've been playing Splatoon, and trying to get to S, rank S and S+.
What rank are you now?
A-.
Oh, wow. Not me.
Can I say something really quick? I finally made it to C yesterday.
Ezzy!
Finally.
Ezzy, get out of here.
Not because I suck, but I just don't play it that often. My team is unfortunately not the best sometimes. It's never me, of course.
I've played with Ezzy.
And with that... We're done with the podcast. Oh yeah, that's fun. That time means we're done with the podcast. Y'all heard that too. Subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, please.
You can check us out at our lovely sites, MarriedPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels Podcast, TheLostLevels.MarriedPartyLegacy.com. We also have a Tumblr, which we failed to post in. I'm not gonna lie. I failed to post in a lie. TheLostLevelsPodcast.tumblr.com. And you can check us out on YouTube. You know, we make the YouTube videos as well. YouTube.com/user/TheLostLevelsNPL. For me, you can find me anywhere. Just search Dark Boo. But really, Nintendo Network, Dark Boo 007. Twitter, Dark Boo 007. YouTube, Dark Boo.
I am SpiderStarYou on every website I am on. I am on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. Make sure you follow me on all those places. It's all Spider Star You. Spider Star You, yes.
I am lapisyourpants.tumblr.com and for my Steven Universe stuff, because that is coming back on the 10th. And then Greninja for normal Tumblr, just like regular. And then everyone's favorite, Miiverse, which is going down the toilet as of late, but I'm still on there to compete.
I am Super Zamazy on Twitter, YouTube, and Nintendo Network, and those are actually the ones I actually at times post things. So anything else, you're not gonna find much.
Ezzy.
And then okay, and then I am Xenoblitzer on YouTube, Twitter, Miiverse, Nintendo Network.
Can you spell that?
Z E N O B L I T Z E R.
Okay, very good.
And with that, thank you for being on the podcast, you know, Blissa. Yes, indeed. And with
thanks for having me.
Yes, and with that, we're done. That's the end of the podcast. But
goodbye.
Yes, sir.
I'm going back to prison, y'all.